I'm Bronson Tykert here at the National FFA Convention with Lauren King. Lauren, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your project.
Of course. So I'm from the Branch Air Career Center FFA chapter in Southwest Michigan in Branch County. And my project was using drones for soil testing. Now, drones are a big upcoming agricultural technology. When you hear them in the news all the time. I mean, just yesterday there were some new announcements on what you can and can't do with drones according to federal regulation. And so I'm actually the only person focusing on drones in the agricultural finalists in any form. And using them for soil testing is kind of something that's never been done, and I really want to employ that for nutrient management and runoff management, something that lets farmers increase their efficiency and decrease their costs.
That is a really particular but interesting thing. I know, like you said, drones are becoming really popular and not just for fun. So tell me, where did you get the idea for this? Where did you come up with the inspiration for this idea?
So the inspiration is actually really interesting. It was a literal light bulb moment. While I was at Christmas with my grandpa and my dad, they were talking about soil testing, and they talked about how our agronomist would drive out to the field, take the soil sample, and 2 weeks later we'd get results. Well, I was reading a popular science magazine, and in that magazine there was a two-sentence description of drones in Japan, and they talked about how farmers in Japan have been using drones since the 1990s. And there was kind of this light bulb moment for me to think, well, I could take soil testing, and I don't know anything about soil testing, and I could take drones, and I don't know anything about drones, and I could put them together. And since I don't know anything about that, I could probably build my way out of it.
Yeah, obviously you started from the bottom and had to work up. So tell me a little bit about what you've learned in this process, since it's taken a lot to get here.
Of course. The biggest thing I gained from it was patience. I started 70 times before I actually got the drone to fly. Each one just taught me a little bit more about what was wrong and what was happening. But really, something that was really integral to the project was learning how drones work. So by being able to build from the ground up, I learned why it flew the way it did, what my commands were actually doing, and why the drone was responding the way it did. And that allowed me to have a deeper understanding of what I could actually do with what I had purchased. I built my drone from scratch, and so that deep understanding of the systems it really allowed me to expand my project beyond what I thought I'd be able to do.
A few years ago, did you think you'd be doing a project like this?
Well, it was in 2015 that I actually came up with the idea, but I didn't think it would get to this point. No, I just thought of it simply as a way to help out on our farm.
So if you could go back and give yourself some advice, about your project, and if you were to do it over again, what advice would you give yourself?
Be tenacious and work till 3 a.m. if you have to. Go over every obstacle, dig under every wall. If you can't afford it, find a way to buy it. Go to garage sales. That's what I had to do. I worked all summer to afford building a drone. And in today's world, when you look at some of the drone prices, $15,000, that was not what I was doing. I built mine with $800, and that included my sensors. And all of that was just a summer's worth of work. 70 times, like I said, having to redo it over and over again. It's disheartening to fail, but when you realize that anything is possible just by choosing to do something that nobody else has done, then you won't stop.
You're one of 16 finalists out of a lot of people in the FFA community. How does it feel being here today?
It feels like a chance to help others learn what they could do. I've already been contacted by several members who said, hey, how can I be involved in drones? What could I do to work towards what you're doing? And in reality, what I did wasn't that complicated. It was just an idea. Somebody else could take that idea and do way more with it. So this is a platform not only to validate using drones, but to validate the idea that members can pursue something beyond what they've ever done before.
Do you plan on, working on this in the future and maybe even building a career out of it?
Yes, I'd love to. I'm actually attending Michigan State University. I have a minor in technology management right now. I'll be pursuing a master's degree in technology management in the future. But I want to take undergraduate research and get more funding for my drone so I can increase its capabilities, looking at nitrogen sensors and calcium sensors, expanding what I can do, and maybe turning it into a product or a company.
So what advice would you give to up-and-coming FFA members who are wanting to tackle big projects like this?
Just experiment with it. Oftentimes you'll find that the best solutions come from places you would never expect. So if you're drawn to an area that seems out of the way for your chapter or something that nothing anybody else has ever done, just go for it. It could be anything from ag mechanics to singing, making ice cream. I mean, you know what needs to be done, and go do it.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tykert.